Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to go back into our teaching regarding doctrine. And for a subtopic, we're using correct doctrine. Doctrine simply means teaching. Amen. So we need to be taught correctly after the salvation experience and walk according to the scriptures if we expect to make it in. The Bible says in St. Luke chapter 6, verse 46, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" We have to do the things that Jesus say for the rest of our life if we expect to enter into the literal kingdom of God. The Bible teaches us that when we are born again and the Spirit now live in us, that we have the kingdom within. But if you want to literally enter the kingdom after this life is over, then you have to follow the instructions of Jesus. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Then it gives you 17 lusts of the flesh, and the Bible forbids you to walk in those 17 things and anything like it. And then it said, if you do, you will enter the kingdom. But if you don't, the Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Word of God is absolutely clear. And all over the Bible, it tells us that if we walk according to the word of God, we will enter the kingdom. Hallelujah. So I want to teach on doctrine today. Doctrine is teaching. Amen. In a subtopic, we're talking about correct doctrine. I want you to look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Paul told Timothy, he said, to continue in the doctrine, and in so doing, you'll save yourself and them that hear you. The self is the soul. According to Luke chapter 9, verse 25, Jesus taught that the himself is the soul. The soul, according to 1 Peter 1, 9, will be saved at the end. Right now is preserved to be saved. Yes, if you're born again, you're sanctified. You're sanctified and you're clean through the word that Jesus has spoken. But you got to walk, amen, in the Spirit for the rest of your life. So we need to learn how to walk in the Spirit. And if you do, at the end of your faith, according to 1 Peter 1 and 9, it is the salvation of your soul. A confirming verse is in Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 37, all the way to the last verse. The Bible said, "We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we believe to the saving of our souls." Hebrews 3 and verse 6, Hebrews 3 and verse 14. Read these verses, and it tells you that we have to hold fast the confidence of faith all the way to the end if we want to be made partakers. He's talking about the soul. So Paul talked about the soul. Peter talked about the soul. So if you want the self to be saved and sanctified and glorified, it is sanctified now. But if you want it to be glorified, then you have to continue all the way to the end. The Bible says in St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Another confirming verse is in Acts chapter 2, verse 40. I give you all these scriptures because I want you to know this is the teachings of the Bible, and the Bible interpret the Bible according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. "No prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation," which means the word interpret the word. The word need to tell us how to be saved. The word need to tell us how to stay saved. Amen. We've been taught by men, but if men is not correct, then we need to discard the doctrines of men and the doctrines of devils in the church and believe the word of God. Believe the true plan of salvation. Peter talked about it in Acts chapter 2, and he said in verse 37 through 39, he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, that is the entry into the kingdom. That is not the sum total of the kingdom, and that is not the sum total of salvation, even though it's been pretty much taught like that. But Peter did not stop talking. Peter did not stop giving an answer. The men that heard him and was pricked in their heart on the day of Pentecost asked the question, "What shall we do to be saved?" In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, 32, the jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" These apostles kept on talking. They didn't just say, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's it." No, you have to believe all the way to righteousness. Glory to God. And Peter said in Acts 2 and verse 40, it says, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation. The Bible said with many other words, Peter kept exalting them. So Peter was answering the question, what must I do to be saved? And it was many words that Peter shared, not just the words in Acts 2, verse 37 through 39. It was all of it. So we need to investigate the Bible completely and let the Bible tell us exactly what we need to do to be saved. You have to receive Jesus Christ, be born of his spirit, and continue in his word. If you don't continue in the words of Jesus after receiving the spirit, then there is no guarantee that God gonna let you in the literal kingdom. Now, it's not in the Bible. It may be in the minds of men. It may be in the teachings of men. But here's the teaching of the scripture. And we're letting the scripture teach itself line upon line and precept upon precept. So if there's any arguments, you have to argue with scripture. So the Bible says, Acts 2, verse 41 and 42, it tells you how those that heard Peter, they gladly received the word, they was baptized, and they received the Spirit of God. All of them was born again, but they came into the church and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Why? Because they knew they had to continue in that doctrine that the apostles taught. And I'm not talking about in the doctrine of your church or the doctrine of your religion or the doctrine of your modern day pastors or preachers. I thank God for the modern day pastors and preachers, but our teaching is supposed to equal that of the apostles, these founding apostles. And if it's not equal to the teachings that these founding apostles placed in the scriptures, then we have doctrines of men and doctrines of devils. Everything has to match this book. Glory to God. So these people understood that it was not only believing on the Lord, but you had to believe him and you have to receive him. You have to walk in him for the rest of your life. And that's why they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, because they knew they had to stay inside that doctrine. That's what Jesus taught in St. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, when he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus meant in St. John chapter 14. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You got to do it like he did it. You got to walk like he walked. You got to live like him after you've received the new birth. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, the Bible is clear. If you say you abide in him, you are to walk as he walked. Peter also said that even hereunto were you called, that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. So it is not just believing. It is not just receiving the Spirit. It is not just being baptized. It is all of that plus obeying the scriptures. James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25, the Bible said you need to look into this perfect law of liberty and you need to continue therein. Notice that word continue keep coming up. Why? Because if you expect to be saved now and you expect to be saved then, when the trumpet blow or when you stop breathing and at the judgment seat of Christ, you have to be found walking in the scriptures. Amen. These scriptures are very important. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, whatsoever thing was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. The scriptures give us hope. Anybody that's born again, anybody that's filled with the Spirit but are not walking according to the scriptures, there is no guarantee that you are going to go in the literal kingdom. Amen. Believing alone is not enough. Romans chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible said Abraham believed and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Many people take that scripture and teach doctrines on that scripture, and the doctrines say that all you do is believe. Just believe in the blood. Just believe in Calvary. But that is an incorrect doctrine, because the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 19 through 24, it says Abraham obeyed, and then the scripture was fulfilled that Abraham believed God. See how the scripture interpret the scripture? And if we are not taught correctly the scriptures, we can go off believing something that is incorrect. And if we don't get that correct, then we stand the chance of losing our soul. And I talk a lot about losing your soul. Why? Because Jesus talked a lot about it. Jesus said, what do it profit a man if he gain the world and lose his own soul? Jesus was concerned about people's souls being saved. I'm concerned about people's souls being saved. And I am sounding the alarm, blowing the trumpet, and saying to the church, let's search the scriptures. Jesus said in St. John chapter 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So every one of us need to get a burden upon us to search these scriptures. Make sure every single thing we've been taught is correct according to the scriptures. Make sure everything we're being taught now is correct according to the scriptures. And you are not supposed to just take my word or take any preacher's word. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible says that the Bereans heard Paul preach, and the Bible said that the Berean went and searched the scriptures to see if what Paul was saying was so. So every believer is supposed to search the scriptures behind these leaders, amen, including myself. They searched behind Paul, so if they searched behind Paul, guess who you should search behind? Everyone, amen. The Bible will call you noble when you search these scriptures. Glory to God. The Bible says that he gave the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher for the perfecting of the saints. So it's the job of the fivefold ministry to teach the scripture. So we thank God for the teachers in the body of Christ. But the word still tells you to check every teacher out. Check every spirit out. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, check us out. Glory to God. And the way you check us out is to check these scriptures and check it by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is within you, and the Holy Ghost will lead you in these scriptures. Amen. 1 John 2:27. He lived within you. He has given you an unction. St. John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Glory to God. So the word of God is telling us what we should do. And we should search these scriptures so that we'll know we've been taught correctly. Amen. So I want you to go check all of these scriptures out, and especially check out Romans 4 and 3 and James 2, verse 19 through 24. Because there's a lot of teaching floating around the body of Christ that simply say your faith in Christ. The Bible didn't tell us to live by our faith in Christ. The Bible told us to live by the faith of Christ. Go check it out. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, verse 20. Paul himself said, he said, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Paul didn't say I live by exercising my faith in the Son of God. The faith of Christ would operate through you. The life of Christ would operate through you. So you live by the faith. The Bible said the just shall live by his faith. It's about his faith. Your faith brings you to God. And when you come to God, he gives you the faith of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. That's your faith. Believe. You have to believe. Believe when you come. So he that cometh to God must believe, and believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What is he going to reward you with? The faith of Christ. You live by the faith of Christ. You don't live by exercising faith, human faith only. No, the Bible said the devils believe. You have to believe and you have to obey. And when you believe and obey, then the scripture is fulfilled that you are walking in true faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we want to teach doctrine. Amen. Doctrine is so important. Doctrine is teaching. And my subtopic is correct teaching. And that's why we're doing this lesson, because I want the believers to be taught correctly. Glory to God. I know we flow here in a lot of scriptures, but it's good because the Bible interprets the Bible. I need you to search these scriptures, go all over the Bible and let these scriptures talk to you. Glory to God. These scriptures tell us we're on the right road. I want to read St. John chapter 12, and let's look at verse 46. And look at what Jesus said. It is very important, after you have been born again, for you to follow the words of Jesus. If you follow the words of Jesus, you will make it in. Glory to God. You will be excited on that day. And anyone teaching and telling you that just being born again, just believing in Jesus and not following this document, that is not correct. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 9, read several verses. The Bible says, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged of the things done in our body, both good and bad. If you are saved and you are doing bad things, that's not going to be a good day. Now, you can repent of those things and get them straight and never do them again, and then they won't be mentioned. But to say you're living contrary to this book and you're going to be all right, now that's a false teaching. That is false doctrine. That is a false belief, because the Bible don't teach that. Glory to God. The Bible teach that we have to be born again and follow the instructions of Jesus. So now look at St. John chapter 12, verse 46. Look at what Jesus said. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words, notice what Jesus said. Now, if any man include Christian, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. Now, notice what Jesus said. He said, now you hearing my words, but if you don't believe my words, he said, I'm not going to judge you. Why? Because at this particular moment, I'm seeking to save you. So that's why I've had patience with you. That's why I'm letting my Holy Spirit convict you, because I'm here to save you. But notice that if you hear the words of Jesus and you don't obey his word, let's keep reading and see what's going to happen. That's why we need to be taught correctly. We don't need to take one scripture and build a doctrine. We need to take all the scriptures and let them teach the doctrine. Let the scripture interpret the scripture. Let's keep reading, because if we stop right there, it would kind of look like it don't matter whether we obey the scriptures or not. But I'm telling you, it matters. Look at verse 48. The Bible said, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words has one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The very words of Jesus in this document and in this book will judge us on the last day. Now, if you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, having never obeyed Christ, never obeyed these scriptures, and you didn't walk in them, how in the world that we expect God to literally let us into his kingdom in the end? No, you have to be born again. Then you have to save yourselves from this untoward generation. How do you save yourself? By taking heed to the word of God. The scripture is not talking about us saving ourselves by getting on a cross. No, Jesus was the one got on that cross. Jesus was the only one that could save. He was the only one that had pure blood. So that's not what the scripture is talking about. So when the scripture says in Acts chapter 2, verse 40, save yourselves from this untoward generation, all he's simply saying is after you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, now you can obey God. Now read these scriptures and obey these scriptures. And this is how you save yourselves from this untoward generation. This is how you know you're going to be all right at the judgment seat of Christ. This is how you know when you die, you're going to die right, by obeying these scriptures and walking in them. And that's what the Bible is saying. Glory to God. This is correct teaching. We want to teach the word of God line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. There may be someone out in radio land under the sound of my voice, and you say, I really want to be saved. I don't want to be deceived. Well, I'm telling you, according to the Bible, this is the way of salvation. This is the way you need to be saved. And if you want to be saved, you need to make a commitment to follow these scriptures for the rest of your life. We have many materials. That's why we don't sell our materials. We send you to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. We have all types of material, all types of teaching on there, and we offer it absolutely free because we want you to be saved. And I'm not telling you go online and take everything hook, line, and sinker. No, go online and check it out. Amen. And test everything. Tested by the word of God. We want you to be saved now, and we want you to be saved in the end. Glory to God. I'm going to give you more information on the ministry at the end of this broadcast, but I want to encourage you, walk in these scriptures. Amen. We also have a study guide regarding the soul. Amen. The God's complete plan of salvation according to the scriptures. And for a subtopic, we use the soul. We offer that absolutely free. We like to send it to your computer because there's no charge for us to do it that way. But if you don't have a computer, one way or the other, we will try to get the word of God to you. Why? Because we want you to be saved. We are not in this to beg you for money. Amen. We trust God. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 that those believers who hear the truth are supposed to communicate to the one that teach and all good things. So we trust God to touch hearts, to support the teaching of this word of God. But we are not on the air, and we're not going to ever be on the air to beg people for money and to get you to give. No, freely we have received and freely we give. So we give you this absolutely free, and we trust God. Amen. Because God's word need to be taught line upon line, precept upon precept. The doctrines of the Bible should be taught and proven that it is the doctrine of these true apostles. And when you establish yourself in the apostles' doctrine, you will be saved now and you will be saved then. We want you to be established in truth. A lot of people are established in lies. A lot of people are believing things in the Bible, don't even back it up in context. I want you to read James' book and go look at chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. James is talking about a brother, someone who is already saved. And James says a brother can get in error and walk in a lie and lose his soul. The Bible said his soul is on the way to death. But the Bible said if you get him converted, you will save a soul from death and you'll cover a multitude of sin. He is talking about a brother. Go read it. James chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. It is very important that you believers walk in truth, correct teaching, correct doctrine. And every believer need to check out their doctrine because you need to be established in the doctrine of these founding apostles. And the Bible said, 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, if you continue in the doctrine, you'll save yourself and you'll save them that hear you. And simply meaning, you'll save yourself by adhering to this word of God, adhering to the words of Jesus. Matthew 7, 21, read it again. I've quoted this many times on other broadcasts. I'm quoting it on this broadcast. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. You have to do the will of the Father. The words that Jesus speak will be the words that's going to judge us in the last day. So just because Jesus haven't judged you right now don't mean he's not going to judge you later. If you are not obeying the words of Jesus, these words will face you again at the end. So my call is to holiness. My call is to righteousness. My call is to obedience to the word of God. That's all we simply said. To call the church back to walking in the word of God, doing the word. If the Bible said forgive, forgive. If the Bible said repent, repent. If the Bible said awake the righteousness and sin not according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 34, don't argue with it. Just repent and stop sinning. Glory to God. The last book of the Bible, the Revelation, the Bible talking to the seven churches, and he said, you got to overcome. And to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Amen. You have to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that's why God gave you the Holy Ghost, so you can be an overcomer. Amen. If you don't know how to be an overcomer, we want to teach you line upon line, precept upon precept, how to be an overcomer in this world. It is not hard. The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. Whenever we transgress God's word, or whenever we have a lie and we're trying to live that lie, we can do nothing but transgress the word of God. So that's what makes it hard. But when you have the truth make you free. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is not a hard thing to follow God. It is not a hard thing to live holy every day. You just need to correct teaching. You just need correct doctrine. And the Bible will teach you how to be children of the Most High God. The Bible says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust, but as he that hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So we need to walk and live the way the Bible tells us to live, and we are able to do it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, the Bible said, if you say you abide in him, you ought to walk like he walked. So we can walk exactly like Jesus walked. I want to give you some scriptures for your study time as we get ready to come to a close today, because I give you all these scriptures because I want you to know that it's more than just coming into the kingdom. It's about coming into the kingdom and living the principles of the kingdom, living the word of God. And when you come in the kingdom, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then you shall appear with him. When you come into the kingdom, you need to be heavenly minded. And I promise you, if you're truly biblically heavenly minded, you will be earthly good. So in the kingdom, the children of God have set their hearts and their mind on the world to come. It is not on this world. Any preacher and any teacher and any minister coming, and the only thing that you hear coming out of their mouth is, is about worldly things. All of their prophecies are about car, lands, money, material things. And I'm telling you, according to 1 John chapter 4, if you read that chapter, that is a spirit of an antichrist. That is a worldly spirit. The Bible said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it is not of the Father, it is of the world. If you are living in this world and you have a need in this world, the way you get those needs met is seek the kingdom. You're supposed to be setting your heart on the kingdom. You're supposed to set your affections on things above. Paul said, our conversation is not in the earth, but it is in glory. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. You don't need a prophet or an apostle or a preacher to prophesy over you these worldly things. The Bible said all of the sons and daughters are able to prophesy. So you don't need somebody just prophesying worldly things. You need the word of God. You need the apostles and prophets to tune you in to the world to come. Tune you in to the spirit. Glory to God. And if you tune with the spirit and you seek in the kingdom, God will meet your earthly needs. And I'm here today to tell you that if you have a lot of earthly needs, then that means there's a lack of seeking the kingdom. Now that is the truth. Amen. And that is the doctrine of the scriptures. So we need to be taught correctly according to the word of God. Here's some scriptures for your spare time. James chapter 1 verse 21 through 25. John 15 verse 3 through 7. Amen. And it simply talks about how we need to abide in this word and what happens if we don't abide in this word. Philippians 2 verse 12. Some of these scriptures I've already quoted, but I want you to go back and read them. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14. Glory to God. I want you to finish reading St. John chapter 12 verse 46 through 50. St. John chapter 14 verse 6. St. John chapter 10 verse 27 through 28. A lot of these scriptures we've already went over. Some of them we did not. On our next lesson when we come, we're going to give you more scripture. We're going to go a little bit further because I want to teach you that it is very important that we are taught correctly. Amen. When we walk in correct doctrine, we'll live correctly and we'll die correctly. We need to make sure we're walking in the scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16. I want you to read it again. Paul told Timothy, continue in the doctrine, and in doing this, you will save yourself and them that hear thee. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 40, he says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. How do you do that? By getting born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and walking according to the scripture. That is the way to be saved now, and that is the way to be saved when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Let's obey the scriptures. That is the whole counsel of God. Glory to God. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I want to refer you to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We're located here in Baton Rouge, 1158 North Little John Drive. We meet every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We teach the Bible on Thursday at 7 p.m. Amen. If you want to call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis, and we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you. And his name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.